Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. It's good to talk to you. I'm not with you in person. I didn't make the summer CCA trip this year. You're down in Dallas. Your meeting starts, I guess, tonight, doesn't it? A little cocktail party, and then in earnest tomorrow, correct?
That's correct. We have a full slate, what we call pre-con. These are half-day training sessions for members, and then we have many education days on a variety of different topics. The one thing we're very happy about is a group of our members asked us to hold a training session on effective sales management, and we are doing that. We plan for about 100 people, and it sold out immediately, so we have about 80 owners that are sending their sales managers and teams to this session. Very excited about that.
Let me just ask you, before we get into the details of what you're doing down there for the next couple of days, if you look at retail sales of flooring, since you have, you know, what about 900 points of distribution in your system, tell me how on a year-over-year basis, you know, how's this year looking versus last year?
Well, we're up. We're hitting our plan, which is a little over what the industry's reporting. There's been a mix change that we're dealing with. Obviously, you know, carpet 10 years ago had a much larger percentage market share, although it still is the largest part of our business, if you include cushion. But our hard surface carpets are doing fine. They're growing at almost three times the percentage rate as carpet and cushion.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that. And some of the direction we've taken to support that preference for hard surface has really worked well, especially in areas that we all know about, which is WPC and the LVT products.
Most people know your history, Eric, and you know you spent some time working for the company with the Orange Apron before you came over here. Don't you feel like when a Carpet One Floor and Home store goes up in the hard surface business, isn't the home center more of a component since they're heavier in that piece of the business or not?
Well, I think they have advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is they cater to, you know, a value-oriented, price-driven customer, but they have a very limited selection. Mm-hmm. So if you want the world of hardwood flooring, for example, you're not going to find it at Depot or Lowe's, but you will find it at a Carpet One Floor and Home. So variety, selection, price points, we kind of dominate that in a much wider range of choices than the home centers can offer. I think the other thing that kind of hurts them a little bit is they don't really have any level of expertise on the sales floor. So the consumer has to be very educated on their own to make sure that they pick the right type of product for their living environment, their subfloor, the installation requirements, et cetera. Again, you know, if you look at the growth of hardwood flooring, for example, you know, Lumber Liquidators and what they've done in the last 10 years, they didn't take any of that business from us. I mean, our hardwood business continues to grow in double digits year after year after year. So, you know, you can make a lot of assumptions around that. My assumption is that once we get a customer, because our people are so highly trained and so effective at understanding what to offer that customer, we do a great job of converting that customer into a sale.
One other question that I have for you before we get into your meeting is, you know, one of the advantages of shopping with Carpet One is this whole premise around buying local. Are you guys doing some merchandising around that? Because, you know, there's some statistics that I've heard out there in the marketplace that talk about if a store is locally owned and the profits stay in the community, it's better for the community. So what are you doing in that area?
We have incorporated Co-op Now into everything we're doing. It's on our website. It's on point-of-purchase materials that are in the store. We have brochures. Our founder, Howard Brodsky, who is a member of the Cooperative Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. has led an international marketing plan to make sure that consumers understand the power of a co-op. Mm-hmm. And certainly the presence in local communities and what it does for the community and how these entrepreneurial, independently owned and operated businesses are a better place to do business, especially in our category. So we're very excited about it, as our members are. If you go to one of the stores, Kemp, you'll see all the point of purchase that explains the value and the benefit to the consumer of why they should do business with a cooperative.
Okay, so give us a real quick rundown what you're going to be doing the next couple of days, if you would.
Well, our theme this year is a continuation of the last two conventions. Our theme is focus, and we're going to do things that focus on the consumer, mm-hmm. focus on employees, and then focus on marketing with a very heavy emphasis on digital marketing. The members will see the new CarbonOne.com website, which has got all the bells and whistles that you could ever imagine. Be responsive in design, personalization, a robust CRM, all the bells and whistles, Kemp, that world-class organizations have with their websites.
I just looked at that right before this phone conversation, and I was very impressed. You're asking the consumer to think about these things. You know, how do I start this process? What are the things I need to know? I mean, you're asking some questions, and then you give them the answers. It's really well done. I was enjoying looking at it.
Well, and you're looking at what I consider the current website and not the newest. The newest addition to that will roll out effectively within the next 2 or 3 weeks. Huh? Again, it's really simplifying the flooring selection process for the consumer, and we're very excited about it. And what's interesting about the way we designed it is that no matter where you are in the path to purchase, whether you're just trying to get inspirational ideas, which we've supported not only through our own website but also through our national agreement with Howes, you probably know that we won an award for the best design elements on Howes with our website. Or if you're all the way through, look, I know what I want and I'm ready to make a decision, every step along that path to purchase, this website will accommodate and allow you to get to where you want to go as quickly and as efficiently as possible so that we make the flooring selection process a more enjoyable experience online.
So you're focusing on digital marketing. We covered that. Any other big highlights to talk about?
Well, the university has come out with a whole new certification program. So we can move sales professionals to what we're calling floor and home consultants, certified consultants under a 5-diamond excellent program. It's almost like, here's what you can do to get a BS in college. By the way, you want a master's degree? Here's more additional things. And if you want to be a PhD and get certified, here are the things that you can do. And we laid out an entire systematic step-by-step education plan so that we can bring the sales professionals up into a consultant status and improve the, you know, impression and the information that they provide to the consumer. Okay. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. Is that online or is that in classroom situation?
It's a combination of three different things. We have in the field training, we have online, and then we have these interactive groups through our ring groups. As you know, we have about 40 regional network groups that we call rings, where members in a geographical area can meet together, share best practices, do training, do group buys, do group advertising. It's a very effective way to go to market for individual Carbon One floor and home stores.
All right. Now, the last question before we run out of time is Charlie Dilks rolling out any new products? Are you getting the members to pick up some things this summer?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, obviously with the popularity of CoreTech and WPC products and our own LVT lines, we're doing an extension of that. We're also going to convert some of our Laminates for Life displays and really go back and revisit the things that are working well with the current programs that we have. We're also going to announce the new relationship that we created with the CFI through the WFCA. You know, our members now have total access to the CFI for a resource to talk to technical people, discuss jobs, resolve claims if they need to, and have a direct point of contact with the CFI. And, you know, it won't cost the members anything, so that's another support element to help them in their business, and we'll be talking about that. And then the last thing is we have two world-class speakers, Dr. Robert Rome, who is the founder of Personality Insights. He's going to talk about how to best communicate with different personality types so we can serve the customer better, and Scott McCain, who is a world-class author, and he wrote The Ultimate Customer Experience, and he's going to share tactical ways that we can stand out from our competition.
Sounds like
we got a full agenda, and we're very excited about the attendance. We have over 75% of our people here. We'll have over 800 people and 100-plus suppliers. So it's going to be a great convention.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a really full agenda, and I appreciate you sharing it with our listeners. Again, been talking to Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, about his convention that's this week in Dallas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.